March Madness is here. Earlier this week, the president went on ESPN to fill out his bracket.
And for the championship, I'm going back to the Big Ten. I think this is Indiana's year.
The bracket madness is unbelievable.
Deborah Strowman teaches sports administration at the University of North Carolina, a perennial basketball powerhouse.
Right after the selection show for the teams, within 3 hours, over 693,000 brackets were filled out. So you can imagine all that was taking place, everything from the research to calling your friends to making bets.
And that was before the games even began. A recent study estimated this springtime mania has cost American companies at least $134 million in the first 2 days alone. And you know why.
I'm Lucas Lux, and my team is the Kansas Jayhawks.
Lucas is a lawyer and a diehard fan.
If Kansas played at 12:15 p.m., there's no way I could work. And at that point, it probably has to be a vacation day.
Hi, my name is Jerry Weber. I own Jerry's Records in Pittsburgh, one of the largest all-vinyl record stores in the world. Yeah, we got a TV. We're going to go over there to the other side of the store. It's kind of a place where we watch basketball. We still work while we're doing it, but we watch basketball. Sometimes we drink beer and maybe have a little bottle of bourbon there and take a shot, too. It's the illusion of working, you know.
Deborah Strowman says there's something else going on.
You have people who actually become so engaged with their teams that they take on the ownership of that team. And that's called basking in reflected glory. So what you're doing is actually berging. You take on the excitement, the wins of the team, and you take ownership to the extent that you're bragging at work. When the game is over, a day later, a week later, they're still wearing their favorite jerseys. They're a part of it.
Okay, so you have basking in reflected glory, berging. I understand you also have something called cutting off reflected failure, also known as corfing. What is that?
Well, that's the depression. Your team loses and you can't function well. You're not able to do your work. Your relationships are now a little cold because you're still caught up in the fact that your team lost. And oftentimes, when your team wins, it's my Tar Heels. But then when they lose, it's those Tar Heels, that team. You don't want to embrace them anymore. You want to cut off that reflected failure.
Okay, so this really sounds like a lose-lose for employers in March. They can't stifle the fun because they're a killjoy. But if they embrace the fun, no work gets done. What are they to do?
Well, I think you should just embrace the time. Go ahead and have fun at work. Allow people to do their brackets and spend a little time. It's been found that even though the productivity will change, that some people do have the ability to multitask. And then there are folks who will actually come in early or stay late to make up for their lost productivity during the typical workday.
I suspect those are outliers.
I do too.
That's Deborah Strowman. As for the fans, Lucas Lux says March Madness is actually good for his productivity, but only if Kansas wins.
Honestly, I'm a much better worker when you have things like March Madness going on, especially if Kansas goes far in the tournament. I will be stoked for the next 12 months.
After last night's win, he is basking in reflected glory, at least for now. Everybody get up, it's time to slam. This is NPR News.